Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. There have been extraordinary scenes in the U.S. Congress where Democratic Party politicians are staging a sit-in to demand tighter gun laws. They have occupied the floor of the House of Representatives late into the night. The Republican Speaker, Paul Ryan, was shouted down when he attempted to resume normal proceedings. Mr. Ryan has dismissed the sit-in as a publicity stunt. More from Laura Bicker in Washington.
It started out quite quietly. It started out with the Congressman John Lewis going to the front and trying to make a speech for 5 minutes and asking his colleagues to join him on the floor. And now we have hundreds, I think about 200 Democratic representatives sitting, singing, clasping hands, holding aloft pictures of victims of mass shootings. We have hundreds of protesters outside of Congress. They are in sympathy with those who are taking part in the sit-in. This is unprecedented.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says missile tests carried out on Wednesday prove that his country is capable of attacking U.S. interests in the Pacific. State media in Pyongyang said he personally supervised the testing of two medium-range missiles. A U.N. spokesman, Farhan Haq, said the tests were a violation of international sanctions against North Korea.
Yet another launch of ballistic missiles by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, in defiance of the unanimous will of the international community, is a brazen and irresponsible act. This is a deliberate and grave violation of its international obligations. The continued pursuit by the DPRK of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles will only undermine its security and fail to improve the lives of its citizens.
The medical charity MSF says nearly 200 people in northeast Nigeria who fled the militant Islamist group Boko Haram have died of starvation and dehydration in the past month at a makeshift camp. Kat Wiener has the details.
MSF staff are warning that a catastrophic humanitarian emergency is unfolding at the camp in the city of Barma in Borno State, where more than 20,000 people have taken shelter. In a statement, they said around a fifth of the children they screened were suffering from acute malnutrition. The head of the MSF mission in Nigeria said new graves were being dug on a daily basis, as at least 6 people a day succumb to hunger and disease.
A new study indicates that the number of women in Latin America seeking to terminate their pregnancies rose sharply following warnings about the effect of the Zika virus on unborn children. Researchers found online requests for abortion pills doubled in Brazil and Ecuador after the first Zika alerts were issued last November. They rose by about a third in El Salvador, Costa Rica, and Colombia. Zika has been linked to microcephaly in babies, which can lead to severe birth defects. World News from the BBC. The Colombian government and FARC rebels have agreed a joint ceasefire. The details will be made public later on Thursday. The Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has said a final peace deal could be signed next month. Will Grant reports.
The war in Colombia has lasted more than 5 decades. It has claimed more than 220,000 lives and left millions displaced. At its heart was a bitter dispute over land redistribution and peasant rights, but it has evolved over the years into a brutal guerrilla war funded by the illegal drugs trade on the one side and Washington's military might on the other. Now, finally, peace is in sight. The Colombian president will be in Havana for the announcement of a ceasefire and will meet the leader of the FARC, Timoleon Jimenez, alias Timochenko.
Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled there is enough evidence to file new corruption charges against the suspended leader of the lower house of Congress, Eduardo Cunha. Mr. Cunha led the impeachment process against the suspended President Dilma Rousseff. He is charged with receiving bribes and hiding the money in secret accounts abroad. Mr. Cunha has denied any wrongdoing and says he won't resign. Russia's national weightlifting team could face a 1-year ban from international competition for doping violations, excluding it from the Olympic Games in August. The threatened suspension announced by the International Weightlifting Federation follows the retesting of samples from the Olympics in 2008 and 2012. A former president of the UN General Assembly who was facing corruption charges in the U.S. has died at the age of 61. John Ash was UN ambassador for Antigua and Barbuda. His lawyer said that he suffered a heart attack. Mr. Ash was indicted by a grand jury in October over accusations that he had accepted $1.3 million in bribes from Chinese businessmen. BBC News.